Hey guys, it is Tuesday and welcome to New in 22. We are jumping into a new book of the Bible here. Well, it's actually a very old book of the Bible, roughly 2,000 years old, but it's new to us in our New in 22 study. We're jumping over to the book of Colossians today, and you will find Colossians right after Philippians in your Bible, and it's a four-chapter book, so it's a very short book of the Bible. I want to give you a little background information like I'm trying to do with each book of the Bible. It was traditionally dated to Paul's first imprisonment in Rome. Remember, we've talked about he was in prison or under house arrest for 2+ years there in Rome. Well, it's widely believed that Paul wrote it, and it's widely believed that he wrote it during this first imprisonment in Rome, which would have been around 60 AD. So roughly looking at Jesus's life, if he was born in 3 or 4 BC and lived roughly 33 years. So this is close to 30 years after the resurrection. So just to give you kind of a time frame. Now, like I said, most scholars believe it was written in Rome by Paul in prison, and that he wrote not only the book of Colossians while imprisoned in Rome under house arrest, but it's well thought of, or often thought of, that he wrote all of what we call the prison letters from this imprisonment. So this would be Colossians, as we're reading now, Ephesians, Philippians, and Philemon, or Philemon, depending on how you would like to say it. So four books of the Bible are credited by most scholars to Paul in Rome during house arrest, Colossians being one of them. So he's writing this to the church in Colossae. That's where we get the word or the name of the book, Colossians. So the people who lived in Colossae were called Colossians. And it's important to note that Paul did not start this church. This is not one of Paul's church plants, but Epaphras did. Epaphras was a co-worker of Paul's, a man who converted to Christianity, and you'll see his name come up here, and just want you to know when you come across that, that's the guy that planted this church. So it was written to the church in Colossae, which if you look on a map, or if you're a geography person, or if you just want to know, that's modern day Turkey today, so in the country of Turkey. So the purpose of this letter of Colossians is to, I guess there's several different, but primarily to refute some of the heretical teaching that was being taught around Colossae. We'll see that a little farther along in the book. But he wants to show, and this is key, Paul wants to show that Jesus is enough. So he wants to show who Jesus is, and he wants to show that Jesus is enough. Let me ask you this question. Is Jesus enough for you? So there's three main parts here in chapter one, and quickly here, he starts with, as he often does, with encouragement and affirmation to the church in Colossae, and then he moves on to who Jesus is, and so I have a challenge that's going to go with that. And then at the end of the chapter, he basically tells the audience that all the struggles he has gone through and continues to go through are totally worth it. So let's go to that middle part I talked about. So after he encourages them and affirms them and talks about what he's praying for, which we'll come back to that in a minute, he talks about who Jesus is. Now you're going to come across the 15th through the 23rd verse. He talks about the supremacy of Jesus, that Jesus is enough. Okay, here's my challenge to you. I want you to take a piece of paper today, and as you are reading chapter 1 of Colossians, I want to challenge you to write down all of the attributes of Jesus, or all of the facts that he is stating clearly about Jesus that you see in verses 15 to 23. I think you'll be surprised at how many things he shows there. And that just shows us the sufficiency of Christ, that who he is, that he's enough, that he's supreme, and that he is worth living for. Now, I want to end our time together today because something that just really stood out to me as I was reading this before and studying this chapter before I recorded it is that in starting in verse 10, he says what he's praying for the church in Colossae. And as I read this, I thought, you know, this is my prayer for the people who listen to New and 22, the people who are part of Celebration, the people who aren't, or who know someone who just ran across this, whatever the case may be. This is my prayer for you today, and this is my prayer for Celebration Community Church. He says this, "And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." Amen. The part that speaks to me there, well, there's lots of parts, but one thing that stood out that I want to make sure you know, and this is what he wrote to the church in Colossae, this is what I want to tell you. He has qualified you to share in the inheritance. God has qualified you. You are qualified to follow him, and you are qualified to share his love with others. Have a great Tuesday.